Track 6. Here we are back at the sports desk once more, and this is Brian Gall to bring you the latest sporting news and comment. There was huge fuss and palaver on Sunday when the Premier League soccer season finally came to a climax. Not sure why, as all the main issues had already been settled. Chelsea as champions, Spurs in second place, and the three relegated sides already consigned to their fate. Anyway, Manchester City and Liverpool duly made sure of third and fourth places respectively, which meant that Arsenal, who finished the season in fifth place, missed out on a Champions League qualification place for the first time in 20 years. However, they may take consolation in the FA Cup final this coming weekend when they'll face Chelsea at Wembley, but I wouldn't bet on it. Away from soccer, I managed to catch on television the semi-final of the Premiership rugby playoff on Saturday between Wasps, who nowadays are a Midlands team as their home base is the Ricoh Arena in Coventry, and Leicester. So this semi was really a local derby. And a pretty stunning match it was, which Wasps eventually won by 21 points to 20, thanks to a last-gasp try. Earlier in the day, Exeter, who've been the surprise package in the Premiership this past season, lived up to their growing reputation with victory over Saracens in the other semi-final. So it'll be a Wasps versus Exeter final on Saturday. And just a day or two after that, the British and Irish Lions party set off for New Zealand. And I can't help mentioning that Scotland won the Twickenham round of the HSBC World 7 Series. Sevens rugby, which as the name suggests involves teams playing with only seven players a side and somewhat amended rules compared to the 15-a-side game, is fast, furious and non-stop. My fellow countrymen beat England 12-5 in the final to win the London event for the second year running. However, last weekend's matches were only the final series of matches in a tournament that's been taking place round the world these past few months. They started in Dubai last autumn and ended in London on Sunday, 11 venues altogether involved. Unfortunately, the Scots won too few matches overall, and South Africa were declared the 2017 champions, with England second and Scotland only seventh. But let's spend a minute looking at the local cricket results in the Worcestershire County League on Saturday. Not surprisingly, with sudden deluges of rain apt to tumble from the heavens at any moment, there was disruption to the programme, and in the First Division, Hagley's match versus the delightfully named Berghill, Tillington and Webley side from Herefordshire was one of the victims. A heavy shower before a ball was bowled delayed proceedings, and the match was reduced to 45 overs a side from the usual 50. With useful contributions from Millard and Morgan, Hagley reached a total of 229 for 5 despite the conditions, but the visitors' innings was then further reduced thanks to another shower. They had reached a total of 175 for 7 after 37 overs when the match ended prematurely as a draw. Pedmore's visit to Worcester Cricket Club was similarly reduced to 45 overs, but they were unable to call any further rain to their aid and duly lost once again. Dismissed for 208, their opponents went on to win by 4 wickets with half a dozen overs in hand. Pedmore have yet to win a match this season after 5 starts and are third from bottom of the league, just ahead of Droitwich and Colwall. In the second division, Belbroughton's match against Evesham was abandoned without a ball being bowled. But while the weather was kinder to Old Swinford, it also denied them what would have been their second win of the season. They had made a total of 211 batting first, and their opponents, Harborne, were on the brink of defeat on 104 for 9 when the rains arrived and prevented any further play. Only Lye amongst our local sides were able to enjoy a full day's play, and they made the most of the opportunity in a high-scoring and close match against Wormalo. Wormalo, the home side, relied on 2 of their batsmen for almost all their runs. One made 115 and the other 97 not out from a total of 255. But Lye were equal to the task and scraped home for a 2-wicket win in the final over of the 50. Meanwhile, in the third division of the Birmingham League on Saturday, the weather also prevented what in all probability would have been Stourbridge Cricket Club's 4th win of the season. Playing Lichfield, Stourbridge had reached a score of 136 for 7 on the very brink of overtaking Lichfield's total of 138 when the match had to be abandoned as a draw. However, thanks to victory in all 3 of their previous matches this summer, Stourbridge remained top of the league. On the national cricket scene, there's a fair amount of news also. I mentioned previously that Worcestershire were enjoying a good run in the Royal London Cup competition. That's a one-day 50-overs-a-side competition for all the English county sides, and I'm pleased to say they won their final match in this, against Derbyshire, to finish top of their group, which comprised all of the northern counties. Worcestershire won that match by 5 wickets and qualified for a home semi-final on June the 17th against either Yorkshire or Surrey, who have yet to meet each other in a playoff. Then, today, Wednesday, also witnesses the first of a series of one-day internationals between England and South Africa. Today's match at Headingley will be the first of three, to be followed by 3 T20 matches and then later in the summer by 3 Tests. Both countries will use these one-day fixtures as a useful introduction to the forthcoming ICC Champions Trophy Series starting on June the 1st, in which the top 8 countries will do battle to win the trophy. England have been drawn in that in the same group as Australia, New Zealand and Bangladesh, and will open proceedings on June the 1st versus Bangladesh at the Oval. The other group of 4 teams in the competition comprises South Africa, India, Pakistan and Sri Lanka. No West Indies, you'll notice. They failed to qualify and their place belongs to Bangladesh. The last time this tournament was held, back in 2013, India were the winners, defeating England in the final. It's going to be a busy few weeks in cricket, and I'll keep you up to date here. Now, the latest tennis news, and there was pretty much universal gloom over the fate of British competitors in the Italian Open tournament last week, the final main tour event prior to next week's start to the French Open, one of the 4 Grand Slam tournaments of the season. By last Wednesday, when I last sat here, all 4 British men had departed with tails between legs, and only Jo Konta kept the flag flying, but she only survived till the following day when she lost her 3rd-round match to Venus Williams. I had watched the quarter-final men's match between Rafa Nadal and the Austrian Dominic Thiem. My goodness, young Thiem's very much a coming star in the men's tennis. He hits the ball so hard, hurtles round the court, and in this match his ground strokes were brilliant time after time. Rafa, who'd won the 2 previous tournaments in Monte Carlo and then in Madrid, beating Thiem in the final each time, met his match against this same opponent in Rome and departed in straight sets. But maybe it was all too much for the young Austrian, who lost 6-1, 6-love in the next round against Djokovic. But Djokovic himself, having reached the final, then lost to another of the young terriers coming up, Alexander Zverev, the German. But do you remember Great Britain's Laura Robson? As a 16-year-old, she won the US Open junior title and it looked as though a glittering career in tennis beckoned for her. By 2013, she was ranked as high as 27th in the world when still only 19. But a wrist injury put her out of the game completely for more than a year, and she's struggled ever since. However, her determination to recover her standing took a big pace forward last week when she won a tournament in Japan. She's been playing in events at a lower level to try and recover her form, and this win pitched her up about 50 places in the world rankings to number 169. I hope we shall see her among the top rank again before too long. The latest Speedway news is of the Wolverhampton Wolves carrying all before them in the Premier League with 2 more wins since my last report. They've built up quite a cushion at the top of the table, although they've raced in more league matches than most of the other teams. Last week, they enjoyed their 2nd away win of the season, and by far their largest, when they travelled to Leicester and won by 57 points against 36. No fewer than 5 of the 7 riders in the team achieved a double-figure point score, and the home side were never in the hunt. Skipper Freddie Lindgren, on a high after winning the latest round in the Speedway World Cup the evening before in Poland, was actually outscored for once, but the entire team was on top of their form. Then, this Monday, it was back to the Monmore Green Circuit and a much tougher struggle when Swindon were the visitors. The final score, 49-43 to the Wolves, ended much closer than had looked likely early on in the meeting when the home side raced off into a substantial lead. Maybe a spot of complacency seeped in as Swindon rallied and reduced the deficit over the final few heats, but the Wolves team manager Peter Adams described this closer fight than has been the case in recent matches as refreshing, as he feared his team were in danger of getting carried away with themselves. Wolves, undefeated at home so far with 6 league wins out of 6, have another home fixture again on Bank Holiday Monday when Poole Pirates will be the visitors. As they are generally there or thereabouts as each season progresses, this could be a tough competitive fixture in front of what's sure to be a bumper Bank Holiday crowd. Well, that's all from the Sports Desk this time, and of course we won't be here next week due to the Bank Holiday. I'm sneaking off the following week also, but I'll be back again with you in 3 weeks' time. Until then, it's goodbye from Brian Gall.